Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and we're talking about life in the driftless area of Wisconsin today and along the Mississippi River with Reggie McLeod, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. Always look forward to talking with Reggie, and the latest issue of their publication is a dandy. Before we get to that, though, some call her the queen of the Mississippi River.
Jill Nadeau. I love that title.
She kind of looks like she's dressed like a queen today. I like her look.
Was it the purple cape? Was it too much? Or was it the tiara, Larry?
She had to put that tiara on because we're in our one-day member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We really have an ambitious plan. We want to raise an entire amount drive's worth of donations in just one day.
That's right. We've done it before, and I know we can do it again. So your gift is really important because, you know, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So donate now, and you'll help make the one-day drive a success, meaning more of the news, conversations, entertainment that you value. It's a great time to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's a little secret for you. Today, your support goes twice as far.
Nice.
A generous group of donors will match all donations up to $50,000.
So it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform and inspire the entire state of Wisconsin and outside of the state of Wisconsin.
Your participation really is vital. Join in. Meet this match before the end of the day. We could probably do it in this hour, but or two. But
I think so, Larry.
It may go to the end of the day, but you can give at WPR.org or you can phone 888-202-2552.
Now, you enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, partly because we're commercial-free, and that means that we do depend on other sources of funding. So state, federal, business sponsors, you know, they're really, really important. And there's another source that's very important, too. I'll bet you know what that is,
Larry.
Yeah,
the largest piece of funding for WPR comes from you as a listener. Your support makes all the difference. Kind of the backbone of how things work here. So when you give, you keep WPR's news, talk, and entertainment on the air for yourself and everybody else. So make your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we have a great new WPR logo thank you gift for this drive. It's a sturdy and attractive stainless steel camp mug that'll keep your drinks hot or cold. It's got a spill-proof lid for those of us who have a problem with that. It's perfect when you're on the go. Ask for your WPR insulated camp mug when you give $30 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today and today only is WPR's one-day member drive before our budget season comes to a close. That's right, we only have a few more hours left in this fiscal year to reach our goal. Your support is instrumental in making the news, music, and entertainment you enjoy possible. And if you give now, your donation will go twice as far. This match from a generous group of donors is up to $50,000 and is only available today. Join in now. Here's how.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. This is the June one-day member drive. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau, and listener support's our biggest source of funding. We have this one day to ask you for your gift this summer. We're looking forward to hearing from you right now.
We are, and giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Please do. And remember, a one-day member drive, we want to keep these. They work when everybody joins in. So to encourage you, we have a $50,000 for dollar match, and it's still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your support will go twice as far.
And we have that attractive, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm
it's
told
very it's very nice, actually. I checked it out right away. Yeah, it's very nice.
Well, it's a green camp mug. That's what it is. And it's a gift for your donation, for your support right now. You got cold drinks, and they'll be cold. The hot drinks will stay hot. Got that sip-through lid. Perfect for when you're on the go. So ask for your WPR insulated camp mug when you give $30 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And just to clarify, you do not have to use it camping.
No.
Just to put that out there. And remember, if you're not a sustainer, why don't you become one right now? It's really easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or from your credit card. So just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and that will help provide reliable support for the programs that you love. Janine, in Brookfield says, I appreciate the wide array of information, including science and gardening topics.
Absolutely. And we do that every Friday for sure here on this program. Join with your gift, powerful and really makes a difference, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And now we want to bring Reggie McLeod onto the show. You know, Reggie is editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. Reggie and I have been talking for quite a few years now, actually, about life on the Driftless area. And I'm wondering, as we talk with him, whether or not you want to join in. I hope you do. Tell us what's happening around you if you live in the Driftless area. Maybe you have some tips for sandbar camping, or maybe you have questions about what's going on with the locks and dams, or just what's going on recreation-wise on the Mississippi. Give us a call. The number's 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Reggie, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Larry. It's good to be back.
So what's your favorite thing to do in the Driftless area during this time of year?
Well, you know, I've been thinking of getting out and doing some trout fishing maybe this afternoon, actually. The river is pretty high right now. There aren't too many of those beaches or sandbar campsites that are dry. And not too many people use the river when it gets this high. So I've kind of reverted to going back and trout fishing, which I used to do a lot back in the 80s, and it's a good backup plan. Actually, it's great. It's gotten better than it was in the 80s, so I always have a good time. And I knock on wood, I always catch some trout.
good for you.
Yeah.
We've been thinking about doing a show about the best beaches around Wisconsin. Are there some favorite summer swimming beaches or areas along the Mississippi?
Well, you know, there aren't too many with facilities. There are a lot of great beaches on islands, and sometimes you can, if you get in the backwaters, you can have a nice beach all to yourself, even on the weekend. But there's a nice bathhouse at La Crosse. It's right across the river, the main channel from downtown, and that beach house is, I think it was probably built in the 20s or 30s, and it's been nicely maintained and cared for. There's a good one in Pepin, on Lake Pepin, and they have a lifeguard there during regular hours, and there are bathrooms there, and that's a pretty nice setup there. There's one at Wyalusing, a big one, and Wyalusing is a pretty tiny town. And that's right by Wyalusing State Park. And I don't know if they have, I think they have facilities on that, too. They have a nice parking area, and it's a beautiful, beautiful beach. Off the top of my head, those are the main ones that come up as being, you know, easy to get to. I sometimes will paddle into the backwaters and just kind of wing it on a beach by myself, and there's no current there. There's a nice beach in Winona, too, actually, on Latch Island, right across from downtown again. And that has porta potties, but it doesn't have a lifeguard, but you can park right next to the beach, and there's picnic grounds there, and it's a nice park, too. That's a good one, too.
So lots of them, actually, once you got going on that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And there are traditional places where you can go on a nice Saturday or Sunday afternoon, and there'll be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
But they're all in boats. And there was one, we actually adopted a beach. The Refuge had a program where you could adopt a beach and you'd go out and clean it up, you know, maybe four or five times over the summer. And that was great because the magazine adopted a beach just below Trempealeau that was a beautiful beach. And we'd go there with the kids and everything and paddle out there. There's a good canoe trail by there. And we had great times doing it. And because we had committed doing this, we had to go out. It took us about, with all of us working, it took us about a half hour or 40 minutes to clean a long beach. And if you keep it clean, then people are less likely to litter, too. So then it gets easier to clean. It's kind of a positive feedback loop that you get going. Yeah, we had some great times out there.
You've got, I read through your July-August issue, which is just out, and it's a dandy. You have a commentary on a few multi-million-dollar projects on the river. They're aimed at locks and dams and fish management, and they in some ways seem to be at odds with each other.
Yeah, I know I'm going to get in trouble for that, writing that. But it's complicated, and I didn't really try to tell the fish managers what to do. But I thought it was really interesting that there's a, I think it's around $120 million to build a fish passage over Lock and Dam 22, which is down south in Illinois and Iowa, and it's really, I mean, $120 million.
That's a lot of money.
But dams always block fish, and dams are bad for fish because fish have to move around to deep water to winter. They have places they like to feed. They have different places they like to spawn at a different time of the year. And pretty much any kind of dam is an impediment for the fish. And so that's what this is, to remedy that. On the other hand, we have invasive carp in the river, especially the silver carp is the one everyone's afraid of because they jump up, you know,
yeah,
4 feet in the air, and they can knock someone out of the boat or, you know, knock them in the head, and they get pretty big. And they've been finding them all the way up to the Twin Cities and even into the St. Croix River a little bit. But there's probably not a breeding population yet. They probably need to reach a certain population density before they will reproduce. And there's been no evidence that they've been reproducing yet, really in the Wisconsin stretch of the river. But they want to build an experimental barrier at Lock and Dam 5, which is just upriver of Fountain City, that will flash lights and loud sounds of a certain frequency and so on that will frighten the carp so they won't go through the lock. This isn't on the dam. This is just going to be initially on the lock. So the fish could still, you know, go through the dam at certain times of the year. And they're spending, the state legislature gave $12 million, I think, to that. And so since we've been writing about both of those, I thought it was good to kind of point out that we seem to be doing projects that might be canceling each other out, really. And it points out the complexity of managing wildlife because, you know, they did pretty well without any management for a really long time.
Reggie McLeod, our guest today, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. Great to have him with us as we move through our show today on it's our public radio June one day member drive. And Jill Nadeau has rushed breathlessly back into the studio. Her tiara is askew on her head and everything, but she's here to help because your support is so important. It powers the news, the conversations, the entertainment you count on.
And in case you didn't realize it, that's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it.
And now's an exciting time to give. You'll help us raise an entire member drive's worth of donations in just one day. So give right now. Make the one-day drive a success at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today, a generous group of current members will match all contributions up to $50,000. And that means that your support for essential public service you rely on will go twice as far.
Great day to give. Join in now with your gift of any amount, and it will be doubled at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, every time you listen to WPR, you learn something new. I know I do, and I'm sure Larry does too. So whether it's about the news of the day or a personal anecdote, history, or maybe it's pop culture, there's always something to spark your interest.
You know, I'm pretty good at a cocktail party.
I'll bet you are, Larry.
I know. So I have learned so much from this program.
Yep.
There's a broad range of topics that that Larry can talk
about. I do the same thing. I am, what is it called, a Jill of all trades and a master of none. That's me.
Me too. What about you? Listening to WPR reminds you that life is fascinating and learning makes life richer. That engagement you feel when you listen, that's worth your support. So give now. Then call us at 888-202-2552. Or if you'd prefer, go online to WPR.org.
Did you know that more than 26,000 WPR members are proud sustainers? That's an amazing number. And that means that they make ongoing monthly gifts to WPR.
And you can provide a reliable stream of funding yourself for the programs that you care about. You can become a sustainer right now. Choose an amount, 10, 20 bucks a month, and set it up to be ongoing. Easy to do at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Cheers. Celebrate your love of WPR with the new WPR engraved camp mug. This stainless steel mug has a lid and double wall vacuum insulation. It does a great job of keeping hot beverages hot and cold beverages cold. Where would you take your WPR camp mug?
I would take my mug for a walk around the neighborhood.
I would fill it with delicious instant coffee while I'm gathered around a campfire in the morning.
The nice thing about the WPR camp mug is it keeps the hot hot and the cold cold. You won't know what I have inside it, but you will see me with it all summer long.
Take your WPR pride and your favorite beverage on the go for $30 a month. Here's how.
WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support during this June one-day member drive makes the news, this show, all the programs you listen to and enjoy possible. And thank you for joining in on this special budget year-end drive.
And we just got an update from Christy. We've got $31,540 still left of that $50,000. So we've got a bit of a uphill trek here, Larry. Please be part of it, you know. Think about when you first discovered Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe a friend recommended it, or maybe like me, you just found Chapter a Day by, you know, those radios that you used to move the dial on. Or like, you know, no matter how you found WPR, now you're hooked.
I still have one of those transistor radios where you turn
Does it work?
Yeah, it
cool.
actually does. And by the way, we're back to the drive here for a minute. I lost my train of thought.
I thought there was going to be a story, Larry.
I was thinking about the free transistor radio I got when I was at a Pittsburgh Pirates baseball game. And
okay.
They were giving them out. And I'll tell that story someday. But right now, I want to talk about you. Hey, has it been just a few months since you found us, maybe? Or maybe you just found us today and you're quickly turning it off.
Never.
No, you'll stay listening. You know what? You could contribute. It'd be a great day to contribute. $10 a month or $120, that would be a way to start if you haven't done this before. It supports the quality program you've valued since the first time you listened. So be a part of making WPR possible and give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, it's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are just part of your routine. You know, that soda or that favorite snack.
And consider the information, the music maybe, the Larry Mueller show. there are a lot of programs that... that you learn a lot from every day by listening to WPR. And maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is the right amount for you. So sign up right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you take one thing away from this little conversation we're having, today is our only on-air day to ask for your support this summer. So join in now. Get in on that $50,000 match for match, of which we only have $31,000 left. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And thank you. Taking a look at life along the Mississippi River today with our guest, Reggie McLeod, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. The July-August issue is just out. It's a dandy. I've had a chance to go through it, and we're going to talk about some of the stories from there. We mentioned beaches, and Kim in Eau Claire has something for us regarding beaches, I believe. Kim, hi.
Hi. Morning, Larry. Morning. Yes. Just north of Fountain City is Merrick Park, and they used to have a beach. I don't know if they still do, but I believe they do.
Fountain City.
So,
thanks, Kim. Park, are you familiar with that one, Reggie?
Yes. I believe it's still there. I was going to go camping there this spring, but when the water got so high, I put it off. Yeah, they had one on the south end of the campground, a nice one, and that's on a slough called kind of Indian Creek that goes up there to the campground, and there's a tavern up there a little beyond there. Yeah.
Yeah. Kim, thank you so much. Appreciate that. You can join in, too. Maybe you've got a question, comment, experience to share. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. You know, one of the features I like in your magazines, you always have a lot of little news items to go along with some extensive feature pieces. And one that I noticed was the sixth graders in Stillwater have developed a lighting that makes migration easier for birds. What the heck? Which really caught my eye.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Light, you know, there's been a lot of talk the last 20 years ago or so about light pollution. You know, light has always been thought of as a good thing, but it makes it harder to see the stars for human beings, but it makes it harder for animals, especially birds, to navigate the way they're kind of built to navigate using lights, the moon and the stars and so on too, and they can be attracted by lights, and they can be attracted by lights to buildings where they'll smash into and die. So the lights really are tough on migrating birds. They can be. And these students have invented lights that focus more of the light down, and they can dim, and they're better for birds. You know, they really thought about all the problems and tried to solve them with these new lights, and they're being installed there in Stillwater, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think they won an award.
Yeah, they won a national award for developing them. So
it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, well, kids are smart. If you can get them focused on something like that, they can probably solve a lot of problems they're struggling with, actually.
Oh, man. Mike in Winona, Minnesota. It's your turn. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Larry. It's funny you should mention it. I was just getting ready to go paddling up Indian Creek above Fountain City. Paddling in the backwaters, there's very little current. You can go right through the woods. Just remember to wear your life jacket and tell someone where you're going.
Yeah, and that tell somebody where you're going is an important part of that, Mike. And Reggie, you'd agree with that, I'm sure.
It is, and I do a lot of solo paddling, and sometimes I neglect that. But I try to be aware of it and do it. Sometimes I'm a little impulsive with those things. But Mike pointed out something that I should have mentioned. You know, there are areas below some of the dams where there is very little current, even when the water is very high. It's kind of tricky. And where he's speaking of, the Indian Slough, the dike for the dam goes down from Buffalo City, and it goes downstream quite a ways to the dam. So the water behind that dike has to fill up from the water that comes below the dam. So it's kind of flowing upstream, actually, it looks like, in the floods. And as a consequence, it's kind of protected from the main channel current. And there are places like that below the Lochendam 6 at Trempealeau, and there's a really large area like that behind Lochendam 8, which is by Genoa, Wisconsin, but it's easier to get into from the Minnesota side by Reno. And you can paddle in among the trees. The water's, you know, going to be, you know, 4 feet or more above the trees, above the ground. So you're paddling in among the trees. And if you look, the snakes, if there are snakes, there's not a lot of snakes in the backwaters except water snakes. But snakes and squirrels and animals have to stay up in the trees during these floods. So that's kind of fun if you know what you're doing and you're careful. And I always wear my life jacket now when I'm paddling. It's very cool. It's otherworldly. In fact, there's a place right, a small slough right here by Winona that's like that, and Murta Slough, that you can do that too, where it actually floods the land between the main channel and the slough, which is normally separated from the rest of the river. But you can paddle around in the woods there, and you're kind of out of the current too. But be careful if you do that, and even some of these places, when the water goes down quickly, the water is flowing out of those backwaters really quickly. So as a consequence, there are places where the water flows in both directions, depending on whether the river is going up or down, which is kind of interesting.
Jill got caught in that once. I think she didn't know whether she was coming or going.
Yeah, the backwaters are interesting. Maybe she didn't have her magic tiara on.
That could be it.
I always use my tiara when I paddle. Just, you know, and very important.
I always wear mine when I'm paddling.
I want pictures.
You know, there's another piece, you know, that started traveling through the water. There's a sturgeon who made a long trip from Jim Falls, Wisconsin, to Alton, Illinois. And you had a nice photo and little story in this issue about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. This fish went through at least 22 locks and dams on the Mississippi after it got to the Mississippi from the river, the smaller river. And they figured that it's, at least 30 years old or more. And it's interesting now, they used to really not understand how old fish could get. And they have better techniques now for finding that out. And it's not unusual for fish to live more than 50 years, especially some of the larger fish, and maybe even longer than that. Common carp live a really long time, too. This is amazing for this sturgeon. And if you have fish barriers in the lock, the carp you're going to stop the sturgeon and paddlefish maybe too, but they're trying to tune them so they'll, and there's over 100 species of native fish, but they're trying to tune them so that all that those 100 species can get through and they'll just block Asian carp. So that might be a tricky to accomplish. And this might have discouraged this guy from making his trip too.
It might have, but that's a big, long sturgeon, that's for sure.
56.9 inches, yeah.
And about 40 pounds, 39.7 pounds. So a dandy fish, and I hope he lives another 35, 40 years.
Yeah, I hope he gets back up the river.
Hopefully he'll like the music and just keep going.
Yeah, maybe he'll play music that the native fish like, that's true.
Oh, man. You know, you've got here, I wish I had a T-shirt for this one. Of course, I haven't participated. The River Rat Relay, which would be make a great T-shirt, I think, is going on now in La Crosse. How do people compete in, involved in that? It's going on right now.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, and it's part of the celebration of the refuges, the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. I have to say the whole thing at least once. It's celebrating its 100th anniversary, and I was at their La Crosse office in Bryce Prairie on Saturday. They were having a big celebration there. I was amazed that cars were just flowing into the parking lot around noon when I got there and having to park on the grass. They kept them off the restored prairie, fortunately, but on the grass. And at that office, and I think part of this is kind of is being done by the Friends of Pools 6 and 7, which is the area of the Mississippi River that the La Crosse district has domain over. They take care of it. This friends group, a volunteer group, is helping with this. And they have different sites that you can visit. You get a card and you visit these sites. And when you visit all of the sites, you get a T-shirt. So if you can stop in at that office on Bryce Prairie, which is a little hard to find, it's just north of Lake Onalaska, not far from the Red Pine Supper Club, which is kind of a popular place. But there are signs, if you drive through Onalaska on the river road and kind of watch for it, you can get back in there. And they've got a beautiful restored prairie, and there's a boat land. They were giving boat trips on Saturday, taking a lot of people out on the river. And there are more celebrations that are going to go on the rest of the year, too. But that was a big one. That was a very successful one. Fortunately, the weather was nice. It stopped raining.
And, for a minute.
yeah, for a little while anyway. Yeah.
Reggie McLeod, our guest today, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. We're having some fun talking with him about what's going on along the Mississippi River. And there's a bunch of stories yet that I want to get to with Reggie. He's got some really interesting stories in this issue. Well, they're always interesting, but this one I caught my attention for sure. And Jill Nadeau caught my attention too, because she's right back here, ready to roll again as we talk about our Wisconsin Public Radio's one-day member drive. That's right. Today is the only day we'll be on air asking for your support.
While that means more of your favorite programs, it also means that we need to raise an entire drive's worth of donations in just one day. And your gift is so important. So make a one-day drive a success when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today only, all contributions up to $50,000 will be matched by a group of generous members.
And just as an update, we've already put a little bit of a ding in that. So we're down to $29,744, if you want to be exact on that. And, you know, these matches encourage you to join in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs that you value when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, just this last segment, it's always a lot of fun with Reggie because he knows so much about what's going on along the river. And it was fun hearing about the kids and the lighting that they developed and about the sturgeon that went all that way.
Yeah. Crazy.
And we talked swimming beaches. So there, all that in just the last few minutes. And I think this is the kind of program I certainly enjoy doing it. Jill does too, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. What does it merit your support? I think it does.
I think it could.
These are the kinds of conversations you can count on from WPR.
And WPR is listener supported, so that means that your donation at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every single day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Ask for that new WPR camp mug when you give today. It's both attractive and handy, I'm told, and it's green. How did you get a green?
It in the lawn.
No. And, you know, thinking about all those days when I used to get early in the morning when I used to have a cup of coffee between my legs and the seat of the
before
car.
Before cup holders, Larry.
Yeah, this one's got a spill-proof lid.
Shoo.
I have lived through some of those, but barely. That insulated camp mug, you just give $30 a month or more. I'm probably going to do it before the day's out here and donate my $30. What about you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552?
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Bruce, thank you very much. Much appreciated. What about you? Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau asking for your support for the programs you value on WPR with your gift right now during our one-day member drive. We're here today only. It's a great time to give, so why not step up right now?
That's right. And if you've never given to WPR before, where have you been? Well, here's what to expect. It's a short process. It just takes a few minutes. You answer some basic questions, stuff you probably know, your name, your address, and the amount that you're of your gift, and of course, how you'd like to pay for it.
And that's it. Make that first donation to WPR, maybe. You feel good about it because listener support is such a big part of what makes WPR happen. I know that many first-time donors give $10 a month or $120 a year, that amount, totally up to you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, a one-day member drive works when everybody joins in. And to encourage you, we have a $50,000 match-for-match still in effect. So that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, your support will go twice as far.
And we've got that attractive green cam mug as a thank you gift, so don't forget about that. It's insulated, too. I forgot to mention that the last time I talked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yours for $30 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Jennifer in Madison says, I started listening to WPR during the pandemic and became hooked on the content. You're not alone, Jennifer. She said she's laughed, she's cried, and most of all, she's grateful for the work that you all do.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thanks to you for contributing. Reggie McLeod, our guest today, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. Great to have him back as we talk about life along the river. You can join in with a question, comment, maybe an experience. Love to hear it at 800-642-1234 or email to talk@wpr.org. You know, we're obviously not covering everything in your magazine. There's always a lot. But I saw that the biannual Wisconsin Water Quality Report to Congress is out. You had something on that. What were the results of that?
Well, it's, you know, this report is part of the Clean Water Act, and they have to measure, the states are supposed to kind of monitor the waters in their states, the lakes and rivers. And it's not looking good. they've kind of expanded here. I'm having to look at these numbers here because there's a lot of big numbers here. But they've started testing for PFAS in the water, and that's the big, it's not a new pollutant. It's, they never looked for it before. And once they started looking for it, they've been finding it everywhere. And it was found in 81% of the waters in Wisconsin that they tested for it. And this is on significant levels. I mean, there's even really tiny levels of it in the rainwater, which is kind of frightening because it's it can cause all kinds of health problems in people. And there are some major problems. And this is kind of interesting. One of the sites of most concern is French Island in the Mississippi River. That's just upstream of La Crosse. And they have levels there, and they mention that in this report, that are thousands of times what the safe levels are considered to be. And that's likely from the airport on the island used a lot of foam, fire retardant foam, in drills, safety drills, not knowing that there was a danger. And that's probably what has polluted, and this is the groundwater underneath French Island. However, when they measured the water in the Mississippi is on the west side of the island and the Black River is on the east side of the island, there are PFAS in both of those rivers, but not the super high levels they find in the groundwater underneath the island, which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
So they're trying to learn about things like that. The big, and that's what this new report looks at, which is a new thing for the concerns. But other than that, for rivers, the main problem around the center of the country here, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, is nitrogen and phosphorus, and that is, you know, 70-80% of that comes either directly or indirectly from agriculture, and that's been a persistent problem that we haven't made much progress on. In fact, in a lot of the waters, it's getting worse. In some, it's getting better. But the big picture, we're not having much of an effect on it yet. And that might take some laws. People don't like. But that evens the playing field. Because there's always farmers that are doing a great job and go through a little more expense and trouble to do a really good, environmentally conscientious job of farming. And it's unfair to cast all farmers as causing the problem. They're not. But when these guys go to sell their corn or soybeans, they get the same price as the people who are doing a bad job of farming. Yeah. And that's why laws are sometimes helpful, because they even the playing field. You know, these guys can still be good farmers.
Yeah.
And they'll have to compete with other people who are doing a good job rather than people who are cutting corners and causing these problems. So,
yeah. Very well put there, Reggie. Thanks for talking about that report. There's a gem of a public art institution about 30 miles north of Madison. And I've driven by it myself a number of times. One of your contributors wrote about it. It's called Dr. Evermore's Sculpture Park.
Yeah, you know, I love that sort of thing. I'm really a chump for, I could tell you, some wonderful museums, little museums in small towns and that. And this is a site like that. And John Elliott, who wrote this, is a very talented writer, and he lives in Madison. It was his idea to do this. And it's these huge welded sculptures that are kind of surreal. Well, he says, even though they're much older, the whole cyberpunk kind of version of style is what, maybe 20 years, 30 years old. I mean, steampunk, not cyberpunk.
That's steampunk.
It's the steampunks. It's kind of in that style, but it predates that style. The munitions plant is across the street from Highway 12, where this outdoor museum is. And it's free and open all the time. It's outside. And you can see it a little bit when you're driving up Highway 12
toward
Wisconsin Dells there. And you can see the Baraboo Ridge there in the distance. It's really...
Pretty cool place. And you have some wonderful pictures to go along with the story, Reggie. So I like that a lot.
And the creator had stories. He was going to travel through intergalactic space in a time machine. Like, he was a big fan of Doctor Who. And John talked to his daughter and wife about him and about the sculptures. So
yeah.
I really enjoyed this story.
I did too. I laughed all the way through it. I don't know if Jill, if you've read it yet, but it's a funny story, but with some great photos of the work that the guy did. Here we are at a Wisconsin Public Radio 1 Day member drive, and your support is really important right now as we get to the top of the hour.
That is correct. And today is the day to stand up and be counted. I like that. It's we're 1 day drive. And the WPR programs that you and so many others rely on are possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Group of generous donors has created a match up to $50,000 to inspire you to support WPR today. For as long as it lasts, your gift will be matched. And Christy tells me that there's $19,900 to go.
Oh, wow. I didn't get that information, Larry.
Well, some of us,
some
of us are a little more computer literate than others and are able to find that information.
OMG. Who was just helping you? Okay, we're not going to go there, Larry. Okay, now I've been updated there, so I'm important too. But that doesn't mean that you can't give. So there's still plenty of room your gift to be matched.
Almost 20 grand.
That's right. So double your impact on the programs that you value. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Have a lot of fun on this program. And I think we learn a lot along the way. And I hope you enjoy listening. It's kind of sometimes a little quirky, but I think it merits your support. These are the kinds of conversations you can count on from WPR.
Yeah, I would definitely call you quirky, Larry. WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And we have that great new WPR logo thank you gift for this drive. It's somehow they made a stainless steel green mug, camp mug, that will keep your drinks hot or cold. And you can ask for that mug when you give $30 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support. We're raising a full drive's worth of support on this 1 day, and we appreciate your gift now.
Henry in Oshkosh says, I used to be a truck driver and have listened to just about every public radio east of the Rockies, and WPR is the best of them all.
Well, dang, Henry in Oshkosh, you are so smart.
He is very smart. He's probably going to get one of those mugs.
Yes, the green ones.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And thank you. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
We will. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us today on WPR and on the Larry Mueller Show. I am Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau's with me as well, but our guest today, Reggie McLeod, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. We're having lots of fun talking with him, and we've got, I know we're going to be talking about the marsh in the city of La Crosse. There is a great story about woodpeckers we're going to cover as well, because that kind of relates to those trees in the water. So those are a couple of things we're going to talk with Reggie about, and you can join in too as we move along today. But we're in our Wisconsin Public Radio one-day member drive. It's an ambitious plan, to say the least. We're trying to raise an entire member's drive worth of donations in just one day, Jill.
That's right. And, you know, Larry and I have a really good time and kidding around here. But seriously, your gift is very important because listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So donate now and you'll help make the one-day drive a success, meaning more of the news, conversations, and entertainment that you value. So it's a great time to give. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you give right now, your support goes twice as far. There's a generous group of donors who will match all donations up to $50,000. I don't know where we are, around $19,000
yes,
to go yet.
Yes, I believe so. You know, it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin and beyond.
And your participation is really important. I hope you'll join in to meet this match before the end of, the end of the hour would be nice, but at least by the end of the day. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We always like it when you give during the Larry Mueller Show. It just makes
kind
us
kind of a vote for the program.
It does. It gives us a nice glow. And remember, when you donate to WPR, you'll join 50,000 other members pooled together. Your support makes up the largest source of funding for WPR.
Your support, very powerful. You make all the WPR news, talk, and entertainment that you value, and that so many others do as well, work. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you can choose the amount you want to donate.
That's right. And you know what? We've got a really cool gift for any amount. It's a WPR sticker pack. It's really cool. It's a collection that features 7 iconic Wisconsin landmarks. And it's a perfect way to show your love of Wisconsin and WPR. It's only available while supplies last. So for any amount that you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today and today only is WPR's one-day member drive before our budget season comes to a close. That's right, we only have a few more hours left in this fiscal year to reach our goal. Your support is instrumental in making the news, music, and entertainment you enjoy possible. And if you give now, your donation will go twice as far. This match from a generous group of donors is up to $50,000 and is only available today. Join in now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our one-day drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau, and listener support's the biggest source of funding for our shows, and we have this one day to ask for your gift this summer. We're looking forward to hearing from you right now.
And we know that you value your time, and we value your time, too. So giving to WPR takes just a few minutes. So tell us your name, your contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take a couple minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And a one-day member drive works when everyone joins in. And to encourage you, we have a $50,000 for dollar match still in effect, of which we still have about $19,000 left, so you can still get that match. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Your support's going to go twice as far.
You know, I actually went online and took a look at those stickers.
Ah.
And that WPR sticker pack, it's really nice illustrations of Wisconsin's natural landmarks. And you can ask for your sticker pack while supplies last at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Is that any amount?
Any amount, Larry.
Any amount.
Doesn't matter. So now's the time. If you want to get your bonus, you don't have to give a certain amount. And if you're not a sustainer, why don't you become one right now? It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org. Or you can call 888-202-2552. Operators are standing by to provide reliable support for the programs that you love. Give now.
And Luann in Green Bay says she loves WPR. You are my favorite traveling companion,
aww,
she says.
Nice.
Luann, thank you very much. And what about you? Your gift very powerful at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I want to turn our attention back to Reggie McLeod. Reggie, we were talking about the trees and paddling through the trees, and that reminded me of one of the stories you did on woodpeckers. I almost forgot. Pileated woodpeckers. It's a great piece on pileateds, and they probably do a little bit of work on those trees. Although one interesting thing I found is when, as trees, you know, if they die, if they're underwater too long and they die, actually there's always a lot of insects in those trees, but the population of those insects changes. Different types of insects in there, and that has some effect on the quality of the insect for the woodpecker.
Yeah, isn't it complicated?
Yeah, it really is.
The more you learn about this stuff, the more you think you don't know, because some of these things get so complicated. And with that story, we had, the water in the river, I mean, the river was flooding for 3 years in a row, year-round pretty much. It was really high, even through the winter, when it's usually the lowest. And that was 2017, 18, and 19. And in 19, a lot of the upper Midwest had record precipitation. They'd never had as much rainfall ever before. So it was pretty incredible. But all this high water year-round didn't give it. It killed a lot of trees because they need to breathe. Even though the flood-tolerant trees can stand being flooded for maybe a few months, or maybe once every few years, when you have 3 years in a row like that, concluding with 2019, it killed a lot of trees. And for the couple decades before that, we've had emerald ash borers in the bottomland forest, killing a lot of ash trees. In fact, probably all of them are going to die eventually, and probably most of them are already dead. So in 2019, when we did our first story, we called a forester for the Army Corps of Engineers who monitors and is in charge of watching things like that. And nothing like this had ever happened before, so they weren't exactly sure what was going to happen, but they knew there were a lot of dead trees out there. And if you go to any of the overlooks, like at Wyalusing State Park or Pikes Peak State Park across the river, or even just driving on the river roads, you'll see large areas of backwaters with pretty much all the trees are dead. So I did some of these stories about the trees dying, and I always ask the Army Corps forester and other people, is this going to mean there'll be millions of woodpeckers on the river because of all the dead trees? And they basically said, we don't know. This has never happened before. So you can speculate. But since then, they've been doing a lot of study on it and trying to figure out what's happening. And that's the story that Pam wrote. And Pam has written a lot of the best stories you've had in the magazine. She especially focuses on bird stories a lot. And the pileated woodpecker is like a giant woodpecker. And it has the red top notch, like it's the woodpecker that they modeled Woody the Woodpecker after. And there's a lot of them in the backwaters, as well as I think four or five other species of woodpeckers. But it turns out that even though they eat insects from dead trees, you know, they get under the bark or they get in rotten parts of wood and kind of peck out and get insects out of there. They're kind of picky. And as you mentioned, normal forests, there's always trees dying and new trees coming up and so on. And even healthy trees are going to have bugs in the bark and maybe under the bark. When a tree's been dead for a while, there are different types of bugs that live in it, and those are not necessarily ones that woodpeckers are accustomed to eating. So it's not really this huge, I don't know if I should use the word windfall, for the woodpeckers to have all these dead trees. And then the other complicating factor is, I thought, well, with all these dead trees, they'll be able to hollow out homes in the trunks as they start to rot.
Yeah.
They'll have apartment houses, you know, like apartment houses, the woodpeckers. Well, I was wrong again. They like shade. They like shady spots for their homes, as most of us do. So it's complicated. This is probably going to give a boost to the woodpecker population to a degree, but there's no clear trend. The people that have been watching the bird, some people say, well, they're seeing more red-headed woodpeckers, but I don't know that there's been a dramatic response in the woodpecker populations. Even though anyone that lives near the river knows the tree die-off has been dramatic. I mean, it's just
huge. Yeah.
Percentage of trees have died, and probably some are still dying. But as far as woodpeckers go, we're going to have to keep an eye on it and see what it means. And maybe there'll be a big surprise that comes in there, how it'll affect another animal. That's what's amazing about the complexity of the river. And it's all new territory. The climate has changed so much. I was looking at the river levels today because it's usually at this time of year, the river's starting to get shallow and settle down for the summer. Usually the flood peaks in late April or early May, and it's pretty high out there right now. And then I was thinking, well, what's the average height now? And I was looking for that, and then I thought, what do you mean by average? I mean, do you mean the last 5 years, you know, or do you mean the last 20 years? You get wildly different numbers if you look at the last 5 or 10 years compared to the last 50 years, because the climate has changed so dramatically. And Minnesota was almost entirely in a drought just a few months ago. And now there's no drought areas in Minnesota, and there's a lot of flooding. So when you talk about average, it's...
Northern Wisconsin in particular, but a good part of Wisconsin was in a real dry condition, especially north, and that's pretty well taken care of, I think. I don't think there's any shortage of water in northern Wisconsin right now. It's absolutely amazing to me. Well, We have a lot more to talk about here, and I want to get into the La Crosse marsh next. But before we do that, I want to turn to Jill because here we are in our drive, and it's a one-day drive. That's why we're turning to it. Your support, very important. It powers the news, the conversations, the entertainment that you count on, and that's how it works, isn't it, Jill?
That is correct. That's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it.
Yeah, and now's an exciting time to give. You'll help us raise an entire member drive's worth of donations in just one day. So give now, WPR.org, or at 888-202-2552.
And in case you haven't heard, today a generous group of current members will match all contributions up to $50,000. And that means that your support for the essential public services that you rely on will go twice as far.
Great day to give. We haven't gotten an update in a while, but there was 19,900 or something still to go. So join now with your gift, any amount, and it'll be doubled at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, here on The Larry Mueller Show, we focus on how to make your life better every day, from practical advice to topics that affect your community. We will talk about Wisconsin wildlife, interesting things going on in the university and in the state, health issues, consumer protection, and yes, even sports.
Yeah. And, you know, here's today with Reggie. We cover so many things when Reggie's on the
yes.
program. We've gone through, I bet, 8 topics at least, some that relate directly to the Mississippi River or at least along it. But, you know, we've gotten into Dr. Evermore's Sculpture Museum, and we've covered a broad range of things on the program. And you make the show possible when you join in the conversation and with your financial support. So your gift, WPR.org, go to or phone 888-202-2552 keeps the interesting conversations available to everybody.
That's right. And it's a great way to support WPR is to become a sustaining member. So as a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount's right for you. Become a sustainer, right? You can do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Cheers. Celebrate your love of WPR with the new WPR engraved camp mug. This stainless steel mug has a lid and double wall vacuum insulation. It does a great job of keeping hot beverages hot and cold beverages cold. Where would you take your WPR camp mug?
I would take my mug for a walk around the neighborhood.
I would fill it with delicious instant coffee while I'm gathered around a campfire in the morning.
The nice thing about the WPR camp mug is it keeps the hot hot and the cold cold. You won't know what I have inside it, but you will see me with it all summer long.
Take your WPR pride and your favorite beverage on the go for $30 a month. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support during iDrive makes all of the programs you rely on possible. Thank you for joining in on this special budget year-end drive.
That's right. And when you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important first step. We'll now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
It's an important step because WPR relies on listener support, and it's also easy to donate, by the way. Decide how much you'd like to give, $10 a month or $120. It's a great starting point. Then make your gift. It'll take just a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, sometimes you actually get more than you pay for. Well, WPR is one place where that's true every single day. So consider a gift of maybe $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
You can't buy a whole lot for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day actually makes a lot of the news and the talk programs possible. That works out to $60 a month. And you can make that gift at WPR.org or phone 888 202 2552.
Now, today is our only on-air day, and that's to ask you to your support for this summer. So join in now and get in on the $50,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your support for WPR will go twice as far.
And by the way, for your donation, any amount, you can ask for the WPR sticker pack. You can put those, they're really attractive Wisconsin-themed stickers. You can put them on your laptop or your water bottle. Maybe put them on that new water bottle you get from here from us. Wherever you want to put them, you can put them. Ask for yours while supplies last. When you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. But make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount that you choose, I just did that, Larry, because I wanted to get one of our special gifts. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Gail in Chippewa Falls says, I'm donating because of Science Friday. Larry Mueller, Zorba Pasteur, and straight up truthful news, reporting, and weather.
Thank you, Gail. What about you? Make your gift right now. It's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Thanks for joining in today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, my guest, Reggie McLeod, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. Reggie, I wanted to be sure to get to the La Crosse Marsh. It's a marsh, it's in the middle of the city of La Crosse, aptly named La Crosse Marsh. And it was an interesting story about the kind of the history of the marsh, how it's changed, and how the marsh benefits the community in your magazine this issue.
Yeah. Let me change the subject real quickly and just say that I'm going to make my contribution to WPR right after the show. I was going to do it before the show. But it's enormously important. I can't come up with a whole $19,000, but I'll do what I can.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, thank you. However, the La Crosse Marsh, yeah, this was a fun article. John Sullivan, who wrote this, was the water quality, he was in charge of water quality, monitoring it and working with it on the Mississippi River for quite a while. And he has taken up a study of the marsh. I think he goes out there quite often and measures water quality and so on. And it was great to get him to write this story, because I doubt that anyone knows as much about it as he does right now. The marsh divides North and South La Crosse. They usually don't call it South. They do sometimes call it South La Crosse. It cuts right above downtown. And if you're in the park on the Mississippi by downtown, if you go in the north part of Riverside Park there, that's where the La Crosse River flows into. Actually, the Black River, La Crosse River, and Mississippi come together right at that spot, right near downtown La Crosse. And the marsh is a large area that really did separate North La Crosse from the rest of the city for a long time. And about half of it has been developed, and about half of it still exists, even though it's chopped up by roads and railroads and so on. So it's not all connected hydrologically, but it's very popular. There are miles of walking trails there. There's Myrick Park on the north side of South La Crosse, which is right on the edge of the marsh, and that's a good entry point to a lot of people go there to walk or bike in the marsh. And you can bike on trails right up to the confluence with the Mississippi by downtown. Or you can bike way up, almost up to Valley View Mall there in the marsh. It's beautiful. There's a lot of wildlife. But people didn't appreciate the value of marshes in that wetlands until recently. You know, they were something that people saw as something that needed to be fixed. It was a wasteland. You know, you needed to drain the swamps and develop the land. And now we're kind of rethinking all of that. And that's, this story visits that a lot, and it kind of explains why a lot of it, why half of it was developed and used for roads and that. But the community now has really understood the value of that marsh, not just for recreation, but for migrating birds and wildlife and water quality and flood protection and just on and on and on. They're very valuable. And a couple times there have been projects to develop it and take land out of the marsh for mainly for roads now, bigger roads, you know, build a really big road north-south through La Crosse has been a thing for a while. But the community has stopped it. In 1998, they had a referendum because they were going to develop it, part of it, and they forced the city to have a referendum on it, and 62% of the people voted against developing any of that marshland. And if you can, there are very few elections that occur where you get 62% of the people voting for or against anything. So yeah. You can see almost two-thirds of the people in La Crosse really value that marsh, and they don't want any more of it to be taken away.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. It's very, yeah, I really enjoy it. And I've hiked around there a lot. I've done archaeological survey on the edge of it. There was an encampment in where Red Cloud Park is now. Ho-Chunk people lived there for a while. And, yeah, it's a fascinating place. And you can see it clearly if you get up on Granddad Bluff there. That's a good place to view it. And there's some public land on some other overlooks just north of that that's pretty easy to find. It was land that the Mississippi Valley Conservancy got and kind of donated to the city, and the city parks takes care of it now. But that's a good place to take it in.
It's interesting because I did the history of it with the railroad tracks, trails that went through, and the road that went through that actually were turned into hiking paths and walkways.
Yeah, that path system is former roads and former railroad right-of-ways. Yeah, that's a good point. However, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, I think it's called something else now. Only a few years ago that they added a second track along the whole route along the Mississippi River, and there was a big fight over that, and they got permission to put a second track through there. So it would be kind of nice if they could recover some of that land that's been taken away from the marsh. I don't know if that's on the table now, but I think at some point they're going to start asking about that because half of it is gone. And
We'll be actually, Josh emailed us and wonders, thought there was like a homeless population in La Crosse have started camping there. I don't think that was in the story. That may have come after the story.
I think they've been trying to keep them out of that area, and I'm not quite up to speed on that, but I think they've been discouraging it. It used to be you'd go to the northernmost part of the park, and there's a bridge across the La Crosse River there, a pedestrian bridge, and you'd go over there, and there were a lot of tents there. And the city's been trying to discourage that, and I don't think they use that very much anymore, but I think it's in a state of flux, and they have a problem in La Crosse with homelessness, and a lot of people hang out in Cameron Park during the day there, and it's a tough problem. But they're developing that area on the other side of the river more, too, and I think that's part of the long-term plan is to use some of that land where the encampment was.
It's an interesting story. Kathy emailed us, Kathy was glad to hear you talk about Dr. Evermore's sculpture museum. She's been there, I guess, but she also wanted to suggest another park. It's called Jurassic Park outside of Marshfield.
Oh,
wanted
wow.
that to be mentioned. It's a great place for all ages. So instead of Jurassic, it's Jurassic Park.
I'm writing that down, actually. That's my kind of place here. And Marshfield isn't quite in the Driftless area,
no.
but close enough, I guess.
Close huh. enough for you to go over and take a look.
Indeed, yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see, Randy. Well, Randy had a question about the dead trees in the floodplain, and you did cover that. So he was wondering how they affect the overall environment. Well, we kind of touched on that, I think, a bit. I wanted to get to another story that you had involved camping on a sandbar. Kind of an iconic way to spend summer on the Mississippi. It's going to be pretty hard to do with all this high water.
Yeah, yeah. I could start off with the word normally. but I don't know that works anymore. It the National Upper Mississippi Refuge, I'm not going to say the whole name again, goes from basically the lower part of Lake Pepin all the way down to the Quad Cities. It's 241 miles of the river. And it's legal to camp on almost all of that land for up to, I think you can camp for 12 consecutive days. There are rules, certainly, about glass containers and how long you can camp and fires and things like that.
Yeah.
But you don't have to register. You don't have to go through a gate or pay a fee. You just go out there and camp, and hopefully you'll be responsible and clean up after yourself and your neighbors if you need to do that. But Tom was giving some helpful advice for camping or even just pitching a shady spot, you know, a cover for the shade, and cooking on sandbars and trying to make it easy, because a lot of people do it, and it's such an amazing resource. There's so few places in the upper Midwest where you can just go and
yeah.
pitch a tent or just go for the day and pull your boat up and hang out. And some people will stake out, there are groups that will stake out part of an island and camp together for a couple weeks every summer. Do that for generations. They'll be going to the same spot.
It's really, really pretty cool. Reggie McLeod, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine, our guest today. You can join in 800-642-1234 or email to talk@wpr.org. Here we are in our June one-day member drive. Jill Nadeau is back with me to talk about it. It's the only day we'll be on air asking for your support this fiscal year.
That's absolutely right. And while that means more of your favorite programs, yay, it also means that we need to raise an entire drive's worth of donation. It's in just one day. So your gift now is really, really important. Make the one-day drive a success when you give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And today only, all contributions up to $50,000 are matched by a group of generous members. And I'm looking at our screen here, and we've only got $18,000 to go.
Larry, we made a big dent in that pile of
so
money.
Far.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. Thank you all. Thanks for everyone who gave. You know, we want to encourage you, though, to join those lovely contributors in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support of the programs that you value when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Just heard a little bit about the La Crosse Marsh. We've talked about the pileated woodpeckers just in the last segment or so. And I find both those topics really interesting. What about you? These are the kinds of conversation you can count on between 11 and 1 from Wisconsin Public Radio and other parts of the day as well.
That's right. And WPR is listener supported. In case you didn't realize that, that means that your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And today you can celebrate the favorite WPR radio station you have and some of Wisconsin's iconic landmarks. You can ask for your WPR sticker pack when you give any amount. Jill has already volunteered to put one right on her forehead with a photo, and we'll post it up on WPR.org on the Larry Mueller Show.
Darn
and I
Larry.
Might join you. I might put one up there, too. We'll both do it.
Darn, Larry. We need someone to bring them to the studio to
well,
do that.
Well, we need. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
But you can get one, too, and have your picture taken. There's a whole bunch of them, actually. There's a whole packet of them. Any amount, ask for yours while supplies last at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Join Bruce and give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau asking for your support for the quality program you value on Wisconsin Public Radio during our June 1-day member drive. We're here today only. Great time to give. Great time to step up.
It is. You know, we live in a generous society. You know, we're quick to help a neighbor or a coworker in need, and we chip in for good causes. And you can continue that tradition of generosity when you support WPR right now.
And if you've never given before, you can step up and give right now. When you do, you'll be funding all of those programs that you rely on and benefit from every day. I know a lot of first-time donors give $120 for the year or maybe $10 a month. The amount, totally up to you. It's important to make that first-ever gift, though, right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, the one-day-only member drive works when everyone joins in. And to encourage you, we have a $50,000 for dollar match today. It's still in effect. We only have $18,000 left. I'm sure there won't be that much money there at the end of the day. So make sure you get in on that great support. So WPR, your support for WPR will go twice as far. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And get that sticker pack. I would recommend putting one on your forehead like Jill and I are going to do and take your photo and send it to us.
That's right. Because we have ours
at least
right
hold
now.
It up. If you don't want to, if you might waste it.
That's true.
You could hold it up. Or maybe use some sort of non-stick sticky stuff that you can put on your forehead.
Larry, what is non-stick sticky stuff?
It's a new product. I just invented it.
Oh, excellent. So then all the money that you make is going to go to WPR. Awesome.
Well, I tell you what, it's any amount. Any amount you can contribute, but whatever amount you can contribute, I hope you do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. Reggie McLeod, editor and publisher of Big River Magazine, our guest today. Always great to have him come by. Questions, give a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. You know, one of the fascinating stories for me, well, there were more than one, but one was about Lock and Dam 2, near Hastings, Minnesota. The maintenance of the locks, and some great photos as well. Talk about what they do in terms of maintenance.
Yeah, that amazed me too. And I've walked through a lot of times, and Joanne Funk, who wrote the story, is kind of a river rat. She grew up on the river by Lake Onalaska there, and she heard that they were dewatering Lock and Dam 2, which is up by Hastings, Minnesota, near Prescott, a little bit from Prescott. They take all the water out every few years in the winter and go and patch things up and clean things out. And, you know, you lock through these things and you just kind of take it for granted. You know, you go in one door and the lock fills up, you know, the water goes up and you go out the other door the other way around. And there's some really big plumbing that you don't see. You know, big tunnels where the water shoot in and out, and the doors that weigh thousands of pounds that they have to take care of, and the hinges on those doors, and electrical cables that go underneath the bottom of the locks. And, yeah, it was just an amazing story.
It was a fascinating story. The size, of, you know, you just don't realize.
Yeah, those tunnels where the water comes in and out of.
You can walk in them.
Walk in them and have a lot of headroom, too. They're so huge. And, yeah, it's I recommend it for especially for anyone who's ever locked through. And the scale of it is incredible. And this lock, too, is a big lock. But, you know, a couple of them, there are some that are more than 40 feet. The distance that you go up or down is more than 40 feet inside of that lock. And, yeah.
And they can fill them up in, what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that?
It just takes a few minutes. And, yeah, and it's very clever, too, because, I mean, it takes a lot of energy to open and close the doors, but you don't really have to use a pump because you open the valve on the lower side, and that drops the water down to the level below the dam, and you close that, and you open the door on the upstream side.
It fills right up.
It raises it, and it, you know, it's such a clever mechanism. And a lot of concrete. And there's a whole team, the Army Corps of Engineers team, that travels, and they schedule these many years in advance. And the team swoops down on this lock, and they put bulkheads on each end so they can pump it dry, because they have to take the doors off to work on those. So they can't even just close the door and pump the water out. And all the procedure for doing that and keeping the water out, and you have to be careful about taking it out too fast or changing things too quickly because the pressure from underneath can cause damage. And that's what these guys do. Every winter they go to a different lock and they swoop down on it with a giant crane and a whole bunch of other stuff. And and do their thing, and
it is an amazing story. Jim in Hollandale, we'll give you a chance. Thanks for calling, Jim.
Well, I'm just calling to put a plug in for Reggie's magazine. I've subscribed to that thing ever since he first printed it, and it's a wonderful piece of information every time it comes. I read it from cover to cover, and I even read all the ads. Well, Reggie, you're doing a wonderful job, and I hope you keep doing it.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm gonna as long as I can. And I've never met Jim before. No relation either. I mean, that was very, very nice to say that. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice to say that, Jim. Thank you so much for that call. And you guys are under a new. You're working on a new system for. For the magazine.
Yeah, we're converting it to a nonprofit, and that's to help ensure the longevity And there are a lot of advantages of it. We'll try not to have our fundraising at the same time as Wisconsin Public Radio. We haven't made the switch yet, but we're hoping to in the next year. There, it won't change the magazine anymore, but we hope to offer a little more. We want to put, we've been doing this for over 31 years, and we would like to put all of the back issues on a searchable online database that our subscribers and librarians can use for research or just curiosity to find out about places and critters and that kind of thing. It's a big task. It's a lot more work than I thought it would be, which is almost always true with this project, but yeah.
Well, Reggie, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to the magazine every 2 months when it comes out, and appreciate your time here so much. Reggie McLeod is editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. Always a pleasure to have him come by. Jill to know with me. Isn't he fun?
I love it when Reggie's on. Yeah.
It's a really interesting magazine and always a fun conversation with him. He knows a lot. And I know a little, and I know that we are in our June one-day member drive for sure. And your support, I know that, is important as well. It powers all of our programming. And that's why your gift right now is so important.
That is correct. And today is the day to stand up and be counted on this one-day drive. Can we have some great inspirational music? The WPR programs that you and so many others rely on are possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Don't know how much money. We get this group of generous members has created a match up to $50,000 to inspire you to support WPR today. For as long as it lasts, your gift will be matched and doubled. So there you go. And we'll get an update on that here as we go along.
That's right. Last we heard, I think it was 18,000 left. Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Thank you all so much for your generous contributions. There's still room if you haven't given. So double your impact for the programs that you value. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This last segment we heard about Lock and Dam 2 and the work that's being done on the maintenance and that it was done. But the photos and so forth are really, really interesting to me. The story was great. I think it's one, and Reggie does a nice job of telling those stories. It's the kind of conversations you can count on from WPR.
And WPR is listener supported. So that means that your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And ask for that sticker pack, that WPR sticker pack. When you give any amount, it's a collection. What are there? It's seven iconic Wisconsin landmarks. I think it's kind of the great way to show off your love for Wisconsin and WPR. And it's available while supplies last. They're not unlimited. So your gift, any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We'll get one for you.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contributions. During our one-day member drive, Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Our service, we hope it's invaluable for you. It's certainly available throughout the community of Wisconsin and beyond. We're raising a full drive's worth of support this one day.
That's right. We appreciate your gift. But, you know, think about becoming a sustainer. So you choose a monthly gift amount to come from your bank account or from your credit card, and it'll continue for as long as you like. You don't have to think about it.
And you can do it right now and make it easy. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. We're going to have to go away here pretty quickly.
We certainly
within
are.
Within 45 seconds or so. So if you haven't done it yet, I hope you'll do it right now.
That's right. And if you're a sustaining member making those ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Why don't you think about increasing that just a little bit today? Maybe it's $5, $10, or whatever amount that you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much for listening and for contributing. Jill Nadego. Jill Nago.
Nago. No, that's not my
Nago
name.
Nago is going. And so is Larry. Thanks a lot.
We'd
for
better.
Listening. Stay with us.